This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كل في صحيحه عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, narrated to us by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. The theme is still anti-oppression, and I'll be talking about this for a while before I move on from it, because there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot of examples. And this hadith is a very famous one. It's a very moving one as well. I think it's very appropriate for the nights and days that we are experiencing and witnessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and remove this these atrocities from their path. Allahumma ameen. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna allaha layumli lidhalimi hatta idha akhadahu lam yuflithu thumma tala sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa kadhalika akhdhu rabbika idha akhadha alqura wa hiya zalimah إن أخذه أليم شديد. The hadith where he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, indeed Allah will allow the oppressor a little bit of time. ليملي إملاء, meaning gives someone time. We use it now for, if you go to school, you ever had إملاء, where they would tell you to write something down. The idea is really that they give you time to write it, like they give you to postpone the assessment of it. Here, write, take some time. So لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ, he'll postpone the assessment or dealing with an oppressor. He'll give them some time. Why? Because the punishment of oppression is so severe that the moment you oppress, you get punished. You don't get a chance to actually go back and maybe fix it or repair it or correct it. And then those who are being oppressed don't have the opportunity to actually persevere, and they don't have the opportunity to reform and to repel and to move against it. And all of that is important. All these movements in the world that we live in are necessary for trials and tests to be real. That's a part of this. There has to be these things have, it's part of nature. Not to say that the oppressor is not accountable. It's the opposite. They are. But it's a part of this whole story. There's going to be those who oppress and those who are oppressed, and the oppressor will have to make their choices. The oppressed have to make their choices of how they go within. The oppressed have to make their choices as well. And everyone has to figure out how they're going to deal with this. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the oppressor time. Hatta idha akhadahu. And when the time comes for his retribution, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally decides that this oppressor's time has come, lam yufitu, he has nowhere to go. He will not be forgotten and he will not be forlorn. And he will be caught. And the oppressor will be taken and will be held, and they will never be able to remove themselves again. Whether it happens in dunya or it happens yawm al-qiyamah, it is inevitable. It's inevitable that the oppressor will find their time, and they will find no way away from it. And nothing they can do will save them from what's coming to them. And then he recited, alayhi salatu wasalam, the ayah at the end of Surah Hud, a surah that talks about reform. قَالَ وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ. And that is, after telling the stories of all of the prophets and their people, all the nations of prophets who were punished. Hud, Surah Hud is a very specific surah. All of the stories, you maybe noticed that, maybe didn't. All the stories in Surah Hud talk about only the nations that were punished. Not all the nations were punished. Not all the nations of prophets before us, not all of them were punished. Some of them weren't. And we have stories like that in Surah Al-A'raf and Taha and Shu'ara, we have them. But in Hud, no. He only tells the stories of the ones that were punished. أَلَا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُودٍ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُودٍ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَدِيَنَ كَمَا بَعِدَتْ ثَمُودٍ. Indeed, may they make good rhythms for those who are for Ad and for Hud and for Ad and for Thamud and for Madian, for what they did. Now the Prophet ﷺ would listen to this surah and think in his mind, is أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَكَّ coming? Is that in the horizon? He was always scared. Ala bu'dan li Quraysh, is that coming to me? He doesn't want to be one of those prophets whose people or nation were punished. So he's worried. And at the end of these stories, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ, and that is how your Lord will punish and take with the grasp of wrath, is what he's saying here. With the grasp of his wrath, he will take the villages or the towns or the nations. وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةً. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ. Once he takes the nations, which ones? وَهِيَ ظَالِمَ, once they oppress. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ, indeed, the grasp of his wrath. أَلِيم, it's painful. Oppressors, when they fall, it's painful to watch. It's painful. The end of those who oppress is just, even those who hate them look at it and say, yeah, it could have ended differently. I'd prefer they just cease to exist. This is painful to watch. It's painful to see someone of such strength being brought down to their knees, being put in a position where they're stripped of everything. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. It's painful and it's severe. So don't worry. Don't worry. Just do your part. That's all. Just do what you can in the story of the oppressor and the oppressed. Make sure you're on the right side and make sure you do what you can to stop oppression. And don't worry about the rest of it. Don't worry about the oppressor and what comes to them. That is inevitable. That is inevitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let them go. And once they are taken, they are going to be taken in a form of pain and severity that even those who despise them the most will look at it and wish that that wasn't the case because of its severity. So don't worry. Don't worry about that piece. That's in God's hands. Just see what's in yours. What's in yours? Is there something in your hands? There must be something in your hands. So do that. Just do that. Push that to its limits and do what you advocate to the best of your ability and stand your ground and be brave and be vocal and be strong and be confident and just do that piece and leave that other part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't neglect them. He just gives them some time, that's all. He'll take them eventually. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته ثم تلا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد.